The Biden administration is proposing new rules to increase access to mental health coverage. The regulations would require that insurers examine whether customers have equal access to both medical and mental health benefits, and to take action to ensure the same level of coverage if it's lacking. The rules are meant to force insurers to comply with the 2008 Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act, which Biden worked on as vice president. Although the act attempted to create coverage parity between mental and physical care, insurers' policies still restricted access for many patients. President Biden said the mental health coverage that many insurers provide leaves a lot to be desired.
Insurers still make it far too difficult to get mental health care. Their networks of providers are badly inadequate, with far fewer psychiatrists, therapists, and other mental health professionals compared to all other medical specialties. And as a result, even with private insurance, patients are often forced to seek out-of-network care at significantly higher cost if they can find it.
Biden said that the new rules would fill gaps in the 2008 law by closing loopholes and requiring insurance companies to boost mental health access. He also outlined the administration's future goals to tackle mental health.
Improving our mental health system means addressing the three C's: coverage, care, and causes. Today, we took a big step in coverage. Now we need to keep expanding care. For example, by increasing access to telemedicine, expanding our mental health workshop, workforce, doctors, therapists, and counselors, expanding it. We need to address prevention and the root cause of the pain and trauma that a lot of people are feeling.
The White House fact sheet cited one study it said showed that insured people are more than twice as likely to be forced to go out of network and pay higher fees for mental health care than for physical health care.
AHIP, a trade association of health insurance companies, released a statement saying that they encouraged the administration to work with health insurance providers, clinicians, patients, and other stakeholders alike to continue to provide access.
The proposed regulations still need to go through a 60-day public comment period before they can go into effect. For KPFA News, I'm Evgenia Anastasakos.